This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Next week, the London-based system for setting the price of silver, a system that has been around for more than 100 years, is going to be scrapped. In its place, a new electronic auction-based system is going to be put into place, which is highlighting the flaws in an arguably more important precious metal price-setting mechanism. For almost a century, the price of gold has been set, also in London, twice a day. But after a series of scandals, what is called the gold fix is looking more than a little, well, tarnished. From London Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Set up in the clubby atmosphere of London in 1919, when market players were all regarded as gentlemen, the gold fix looks out of date today. The name doesn't help. Fix hardly inspires confidence in the integrity of the system these days, especially, says Brian Lucy of Trinity College Dublin, especially since banks are involved.
People don't trust banks. I wonder why that is.
Four banks, including Barclays and HSBC, get together on the phone twice a day and deal in gold bullion. The price they strike becomes the latest fix or global benchmark for the yellow metal. Not an ideal system, says Lucy.
It needs to be a process which is clean and transparent and seen to be so. What we have at the moment is not transparent, and therefore it inevitably gives rise to conspiracy theories and concern.
Details of the dealing between the four banks are not immediately made public, and that provides scope for dishonesty, as Alberto Thomas of market consulting firm Fideres Partners recently testified before a parliamentary committee.
Effectively, you've got a massive potential for insider trading in that market and market manipulation. It doesn't mean it happens every day, but the opportunity is there.
He claims that between 2010 and 2013, up to 30% of the fixes showed signs of rigging. Adrian Ash of BullionVault.com, an online gold and silver exchange, is not convinced there has been such widespread abuse, but he concedes there has been at least one case of gold fix manipulation.
Barclays Bank were recently fined £26 million for a trader on a separate precious metals desk at their bank who put in basically a false order at the fix to try and push the price a little bit lower.
The trader stood to get a bigger bonus if the gold price fell below a certain level. This is not the biggest banking scandal to hit London, but, says Adrian Ash, it could be yet another blow.
I think there is a danger of the reputation of the London bullion market being damaged by the current fuss around the fix, and I think that would be a shame.
Without greater transparency and independent oversight, the fix could wither and this city could lose more business to the burgeoning gold market in Shanghai. When the silver fix here reforms itself next week, gold may not be far behind. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.